Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk, Hour 3. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Todd Kunin and Cal Hunter, our producer. I hate Radio Law Talk. The reason I hate it, I just dislike, I hate it with a passion, is because of the following. I'm doing well on my diet. I've already eaten 3 bags of toasted crisps, Ritz, toasted crisps, and Ritz Cheez-Its. 3 bags, 4 bags, Cal, 3 bags. Well, I don't even know how many bags I've eaten so many of them because I sit here and I love the show and I just, as I'm talking, I like to kind of, you know, on the side while Todd's talking, you're talking, I put a little bit of bite in my mouth or during the break, and next thing you know, these toasted crispy sour cream and onion Ritz crackers are down my gut.
And to say nothing of the peanut brittle.
Ooh,
did I bring that up? I threw him under the bus right there, Todd.
Luckily, my wife doesn't like our show and never listens.
Oh, good. Have you ever heard of people that say, okay, the first thing you want to do if you want to lose weight or do anything is spend a week keeping a food journal.
Food diary.
A food
right?
diary. Everything you eat. I hate doing that. I hate it because, you know, here I'm thinking, I don't know why I can't lose weight because I eat like one breakfast. I eat breakfast and I'll eat again and I hardly eat anything after that. But then when I start keeping my food journal, it's like, oh, it's all the stuff in between.
you mean
I have to include when I went to my secretary's desk and drained all of the Halloween candy in one sitting?
I see, baby was 850 calories. Yeah, right.
But I tell you something.
But I had a Weight Watchers lunch.
There's nothing fun about those fun sizes, okay?
That's exactly, dang it. That's exactly what I did last night with my grandkids. That's the problem having grandkids. Look, there's 14 bags of candy here because of all the places they went. Grandpa, you're taking my Reese's.
Testing for fentanyl. I read it on the news.
Yeah, I'm just helping you out, kid.
There was none, but I ate it all, so sorry.
Todd, your favorite Halloween candy is what?
Snickers.
And Fred, what are you?
Butterfinger.
Oh, both Mars quality products.
Yeah, but think about a nice, ooh, and it's a perfect bite size. And then my wife walked by, and we're on a diet together. My wife and I are doing it. My wife doesn't need to, but she does it to help me.
Yeah,
and
support.
The look on her face when I was at my daughter's house with the grandkids were all around me.
Chocolate
and
ear
she, no,
to
she,
ear.
No, she found these little open packages, right? And the kids are like little bags open, and they're eating it. And she sees these open, like, Butterfingers and stuff. And I look at her, and she gives me this dirty look. I said, that was the grandkids. They were opening those.
So how did that happen? Now, you know that the bite size came during the Depression. Because people could not afford to buy a full candy bar. So Mars and other came up with the smaller size that they sold for less money so people could afford to have a snack.
Yeah, to me, the bite size is like the 6-inch Snickers.
When did they start calling it fun size, though? Was it that time?
That's smaller than bite size.
When they started telling people when they were getting laid off that they were not getting laid off at all. They were getting funned off.
Yes, get out of here. And because I would note that the designating a product that's smaller as fun size hasn't crossed the barrier into other products.
Oh, no, they do. They have a fun-size car, automobiles.
Well, yeah.
I see those little fun-size ones.
They don't have fun-size birth control. That's what I'm just like, oh, well, you know.
Yeah, they don't call that smart car a fun-size car, do they?
No, they don't. No.
It's like, I don't even know if a big truck would go even hit the thing. It'd probably drive right over the top of them. Well, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO if you want to talk about something that has nothing to do with the law, like us. But Todd and I are having a good time in Cal because we're without Denise.
That is our
Yeah, 855-LAW-RADIO. Call us at 855-529-7234. or email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. Remember, we're not giving you legal advice. We're just talking about general topics of law. Go seek a lawyer. Don't be using us unless you're around the dinner table with your in-laws. Then you can use us as formidable experts in anything, not just the law. Radio Law Talk says the following about important
bite-sized candy,
important issues concerning the farm.
Yeah, Thanksgiving's coming up. You know, say, how much do you want to? Look, I don't want the fun-sized portion. You load me up, all right?
sounds like a personal problem. But anyway, let's Cal, do the most important thing we do in hour three, which is our radio law talk, case or no case.
Okay, here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yeah!
Jack Cosgrove was a cop on the college town of Kearney, Nebraska. He has seen a share of younger drivers who have car problems. So he decided rather than just doing sight and tow, he would try to help as many as he could. So one day, Rodrigo Calderon was driving his older Nissan and his brake lights failed at the same time as his taillights. The light lit up on the dashboard and everything. Within 15 minutes on Pico Boulevard, he was pulled over by Officer Cosgrove. Cosgrove says, now, I'm not going to give you a ticket or anything. Just step on your brake pedal. I don't think you have any lights. So he did, and Cosgrove carried with him some spare parts, you know, fuses, relays, stuff like that. And he gets underneath the fuse panel of the car, pops out the bad relay, tests it, and he puts in a new one. But it was about 20 amps too big. So as Mr. Calderon went home after Cosgrove did his surgery, Calderon goes back, and as he pulls into the driveway, he gets the smell of hot wiring in his car. And next thing you know, it's an open flame under the hood, and then the Nissan has burned down to the frame. And Calderon said, wait a minute, a couple of days later, he was grateful the officer helped him, but a couple of days later, he went to the campus advocate and said, you know, this cop burned up my car. He's not a mechanic. I think I might have a case, about $2,500 for my car. I don't have comprehensive insurance, so I can't go to them. Does he have, Todd Kunin, a case or no case?
Well. You know, I, from a personal injury standpoint, accident, things like that, it's sticking out in my mind this. You don't have a duty to help somebody that needs help. Unless you caused it. But if you weren't the cause of the problem, you don't necessarily have a duty to help. But if you do help them, you have a duty to do it competently. And so, look, this guy, the cop didn't have a duty to help him. But if he's going to undertake the duty, he's got a responsibility to do it competently. If you put the wrong fuse in there, and if it was proven that that's what actually led to the starting of the fire, and they can prove causation, that it was his work that caused the fire that got the car. I'm going to say it's a case, and the student, the guy whose car burned up, that he recovers something. I don't know if he wins a trial or if it's a settlement, but it is a case, and he gets paid because the officer messed up.
Okay, Fred, what do you think about that? Thank you, Todd.
That is very, I mean, that's exactly, he nailed all the A's and B's and 1's and 2's for the discussion about the legal issues in this case. But I always come down to the first thing, which is this a case or no case, because, or is Cal making this up? But you're right. Once he doesn't have the duty, but once he undertook the duty, he's negligent if he doesn't fix it properly or causes damage to his vehicle in this case. So,
do some states have shield laws for people who help other people?
Yes, there are for ones that help or shield. They shield people for emergency situations that take care of things, right?
Injury, stuff like that.
Right, like they're saving their lives and they did something that was not medically needed and caused them to pass away. So there are a lot of states that do that. But we'll come back and talk a little bit more about this case or no case. I'll have the Denise Dirks time to think about it. We'll be back.
What do you think, case or no case? You know, you can email us anytime at info@radiolawtalk.com and just say the word case or no case. That's okay. It'll be fun. And this is Radio Law Talk. The show continues after this. Don't go away.
Radio Law Talk.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
This is Frederick Penny, host of Radio Law Talk. I'm excited to announce on September 9th, myself and Mark Victor Hansen, the author of the famous Chicken Soup for the Soul, collaborate to bring this three-book series, Goose. Book one is about William Collins. Goose is the perfect gift for yourself, family, friend, or someone you care about. Great stories, lifelong lessons that you can apply to your life to help you to become successful.
Goose by Frederick W. Penny, available on Amazon Books September 9th.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Oh, come on.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
All right, we're back to case or no case, right, Cal? Were we doing that?
Yes, we were.
All right, I'm going to say it is not a case. You're making it up. So after all my analysis.
What?
Yep, that's it. So, Cal, so Todd, you said it is a case, right?
I said it's a case, and that the driver of the vehicle, the one who received the fruits of the Good Samaritan, and he
Good
wins.
Samaritan cop.
The yes. unsolicited aid of the officer. Yes. Hmm. Well,
tell us.
No case.
Oh, Fred Penny gets two. That was a good one you made up, Cal.
Thank you. Now, next week, we're going to talk about a man who had a car stolen and saw it at a car show.
Cal, can we find some next month, can we do some...
Better cases or no case?
No, do some cases or no case that have to do with...
Thanksgiving, holidays.
Thanksgiving.
Well, there's a turkey lawsuit I'm looking into right now.
Oh, it's a lawsuit. We know that. Okay.
Well, you know, animal rights groups are suing. They say the turkeys have rights.
Oh, for the turkeys.
Yeah, turkeys have rights. So that's interesting.
Gabby Patino, that is a case about an individual by the name of Brian Landry, however you want to pronounce it, and Gabby Patino were boyfriend, girlfriend, and they were traveling the country. They were social media people and posting on TikTok and Instagram and YouTube their life together, traveling in this van, exploring the world. And that's these young kids do that nowadays. TikTok, Instagram so big. And there's actually some families that do that are big social media stars that it's about their life cruising around in their motorhome and going from place. There's a family, I can't remember who it is because I've seen it and watched it, where they're big Instagrammers about their life cruising around in their motorhome and going, living basically as nomads.
But are they as big now? Will they be as big now that this has been taken over by Elon Musk and the bots are starting to go?
That's Twitter.
But you know,
Instagram, Facebook, you know.
But you got the question
TikTok.
I'm asking, right?
I don't know. I think there's bots in all of them.
Think so too.
And I look at my stuff, and you'll see a bot. It's obvious it's a bot, but I can erase those. But you know, they're going to jump. Some bots are going to pop in and out.
Yeah.
And I just hit. You know,
I get those all the time.
Whatever you call it, you just
delete.
Well, not delete, but you
block them.
Block it. Yeah, block them. Yeah. So anyway, the two of them, they're cruising around, and the most interesting thing that's occurring is apparently. And what it looked like on the outside is everything was hunky-dory. A motorist in southern Utah, in a place called Moab, Utah, which I've been there. I've flown into the Moab airport.
It's a beautiful, so beautiful
place. Oh, my gosh, it's a beautiful place. And outside of Moab are these two restaurants on the Colorado River, literally on the Colorado River.
Mm.
And there's hardly anybody there. So if you ever go to Moab, go to those restaurants. I can't remember the name. One's called Red Lodge or something like that. And it's great to have lunch or a dinner there right on the Colorado. But they're there, and a motorist calls the police and noticed and saw the two of them physically fighting, and apparently Brian Landry is slapping her or hitting her. And so the police pull him over. And all this is on video camera that shows Gabby clearly upset and clearly having some emotional issues. And she apparently they say, well, let's separate you guys out. And actually, my understanding is she didn't want to be. She didn't want to be separated. But don't forget, you know, here she is in some land far away. I think she's from Missouri. I can't remember. I know Landry's family's from Florida. I don't remember where Gabby's from.
I think it was New York.
Somewhere. She's from somewhere. Somewhere, obviously.
But she materialized in his car as a result of an online post.
What I was trying to finish is somewhere like an East Coast or far away is my point. And so hanging out in this area, and they will let them both take off together in the van. Well, eventually what happens is she disappears when they're up by the Teton National Forest, which, by the way, I've been there too, Jackson Hole. That's a beautiful area. She disappears in Wyoming. He shows up back. Brian Landry, shows back up at Florida, right? Yeah, this
the only
is,
person who can answer this question
yeah.
to you. Think very hard before you answer.
This is Gabby.
Do not quickly answer. Think very hard. What's going on? How come you're crying?
I'm crying. We've been fighting this morning.
Yeah. So anyway,
sad story.
And she disappears. Then he disappears. And now there's two lawsuits Gabby Patino's family's filing. Number one, they're filing against the Moab sheriff's department or the police department out of Moab, or I don't know. I can't remember if it's the police department or if it's the highway patrol. I believe it's the local.
I think it was the municipality.
Local sheriffs or whatever, bringing lawsuits because they believe they should have taken care of her at that point. Their argument is that it was very clear that she was distraught and they should have had the opportunity to save her. Because soon after that is when she disappeared on September 19th. They found her body out in near Teton in Wyoming area. What's happening now is there's civil suits that Patino's families are not only bringing against the sheriffs, but they're now suing the family of Brian Landry, the parents, and saying, you knew about this and you knew where that he had killed her and that where she was, and you lied about it and weren't saying anything. So they're suing him because obviously Brian Landry was found later dead near a swamp or the river, right? Something like that.
Yeah, he was found in a preserve area. There was one particular statement that was attributed to the parents that's really gotten under the skin of Gabby Petito's family, and that is when they made the statement in reference to area being searched, we hope she is found and returned to with her family soon. And that's really gotten under the skin of the Petito family because, like, you made that statement at a time we believe you knew she was dead. So, yeah, that's a...
So the guy, I'm sorry, but the guy does look a little creepy. Look at the picture of him in the driver's seat when the police officers... He just looks like, I don't know, man. It's just sometimes you shake your head about what your kids are doing, right? Oh, I guess we got to go. All right, we'll be back.
Radio Law Talk continues in just a moment right here. Don't go away.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is just won't do.
The best thing about Quick-Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cutter shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Uh-huh. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Well, come on.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. That's 800-711-9218.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. The COP27 Climate Summit begins Sunday and goes until November the 18th. As this field guide to climate lingo notes, richer nations haven't met targets they set to help poorer nations, and talks about what they should owe and how they should go about it promise to be interesting. U.S. job growth increased more than expected in October, but the pace is slowing and the unemployment rate rose to 3.7%, while annual wages rose at their slowest pace in just over a year. The Fed's next steps? Policymakers indicated that they would still consider a small interest rate rise at their next meeting, despite Friday's numbers showing only small signs of progress in lowering inflation. President Joe Biden and former Presidents Barack Obama and Donald Trump head to Pennsylvania hoping to tip the balance in a midterm race that could determine control of the Senate. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You are a loser. Are you serious?
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
So to finish up on the Gabby Petito thing, what's going on is they're taking the depositions of the parents, and they are trying to, the Brian Laundrie's parents are trying to get their lawyers arguing they should not, you know, their deposition is going to be taken, but they're going to argue that they want to limit the scope of the questions, and that's what the court's trying to find out. And Todd, I don't know what you think, but I'm not saying they did anything wrong, but you never want to be an accomplice, or what is it? They're not accomplices. There's after the fact.
There's an accomplice after the fact. So you're trying to. They were trying to find, from a criminal law standpoint, if they were concealing Brian Laundrie, knowing what he ultimately believed to have done, and that prevented law enforcement from apprehending Mr. Laundrie and then prosecuting him, well, they've got liability there. So,
right, so will they plead the fifth is what I'm saying anyway.
Yeah. The interesting thing about these statements that they're talking about, though, were statements made by the Brian Laundrie's parents' lawyer on the parents' behalf. And so the question here is, what had they told their lawyer, and how much did their lawyer know when they said, and was the lawyer filling things in, and, you know, good luck trying to get... They start asking, what'd you tell your lawyer to say before that was said? And now you have privilege issues, and that could make it very difficult. But this is all civil, not criminal.
Yeah, this is all civil. But the thing is while you're in the civil case, do you worry about possibly, I think the odds are probably slim, but you never know if they're going to bring a case against the parents, that is the prosecutors in this case. I don't see any indication of that, but do you, just in case, plead the fifth? Look at Bill Cosby should have pled the fifth.
You know, absent an agreement for a non-prosecution agreement at this point, the fact that
well, that one worked out for Bill Cosby,
but yeah, but the fact that criminal charges could still be brought is probably one of the best things that the parents could use to say, "I'm not going to answer that question."
That's true.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. Talk about the disappearance of a Manhattan doctor. Yeah. Why? What's the issue there?
So here is the criminal prosecution that was set to commence in late October. There was apparently, it's alleged that there was this scheme, if you will, to overbill insurance companies in connection with car accident victims. The scheme here was there'd be car accident victims and this gang-affiliated group that's also being charged was in connection with other doctors to perform a bunch of medical procedures that were unnecessary,
right,
and that would allow the overbilling of insurance companies, as alleged in the complaint, to the tune of $100-$120 million. So it's quite large. One of the doctors who was set to have his trial begin, his court proceedings begin in late October, about a week before. Well, he was an avid fisherman and went out with a friend at night to fish off the coast of New York, about 25 miles south of southeast of Fire Island, New York. And, you know, that is a shipping lane for a lot of large vessels.
Yeah.
And the allegation or the belief is that a larger boat struck the doctor's boat, capsized it. The boat went down. Coast Guard found oil slicks. A passing ship recovered the friend passenger who was alive, but the doctor was never found.
Sounds hinky to me. And I'm sorry. Sounds like one of those deals you see on Columbo.
It does not. Look, this doctor, he's had a really rough go of it. The criminal prosecution notwithstanding, he's divorced from his wife 2 years ago. He battled pancreatic cancer, and he was diabetic. And then he's got this criminal prosecution. If nothing hinky is going on at all, goes out for what he thinks might be the last time he gets to go fishing because he's fished all of his life, gets hit by a boat, and goes down and is never found. Now, the friends are saying, we hope he's alive somewhere on an island, veiled reference to Castaway and Tom Hanks, although I don't know how many uninhabited, unknown islands there
Staten
are.
Staten Island.
Yeah, off the coast, 25 miles off the coast of New York. But, you know, they're...
Is it just me, or does it sound weird?
It does. There are certainly enough things in this that make it look like that is just too coincidental to be a coincidence. A person who has as much experience on the water in a boat fishing as he does goes into an area where there are large boats at night, and you run the risk of being hit. It's also very coincidental. If I'm a complete conspiracy theorist, boy, very coincidental that the passenger he took was found that could corroborate that they got hit and that the boat capsized, that they haven't recovered, and that he is nowhere to be found. And when we went in the water and we didn't have the jetty and we didn't get to put on our warm clothing because it's cold water, of course I'm going, yeah, but you survived. Right.
Well, I'm tougher than he is. I'm not a diabetic. I didn't have pancreatic cancer.
I've got 40% body fat, and he was skin and bones. So, you know, it is questionable. And given the amounts that we're talking about, if he'd socked any of that money away, he might have something to live on somewhere. But
on an island.
Yeah. Right now, though, all of his friends, he was a great guy. We're sorry that he's gone. And
well, is he around? They're thinking that, you know, what, are they thinking he's just hiding? Or
well, the friends are saying we it could be possible. And for his sake, we hope that he's just stranded on an island somewhere waiting to be rescued. But
that just doesn't make much sense, does it?
Yeah, there's no islands like that in that area. It's not like he went down in the South Pacific.
He may be clinging to the front of some boat somewhere. That's possible.
I think there's no clinging going on. The Klingon, that was in Star Trek.
Different movie, sorry.
Oh, different movie. Well, let's talk about Penguin, Random House, and Simon and Schuster.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just used to the word Random House, but Penguin, I guess, is new. I just call them Random House. But Penguin, Random House, Simon and Schuster are the two biggest book publishers in the probably the world, not alone the country, I
would
for
think.
Sure.
Yeah, they're way up there.
They're way up there. So they attempted to merge, and Penguin Random House was trying to buy Simon & Schuster. And by the way, they're in the process, I believe it's Random House. Simon & Schuster or Random House that are putting out the memoirs of Harry. Let's see, that was... the memoirs of Prince Harry. I don't remember which one's putting it out, but they're waiting for this merger to put this thing out. Apparently, this is going to be a major, major book, which is going to talk about Queen Elizabeth II also, and Meghan Markle and the royal family, which you know everybody's going to buy except me because I really don't care
Not
about
I.
that stuff.
Yeah, I'm out.
I'm out. You know, but because you got the goose to buy, why would you buy something like that?
Well said. Yes.
Where's the ping?
I don't know. The goose. A very appropriate name after the aforementioned colonoscopy procedure.
Oh, yeah, that is. That's perfect.
That you had
I didn't think I could get a picture of that
yes.
up on my goose
yes.
book.
That would have been
the cover.
But the federal judge blocked
it's the sequel to Moon River. Sorry,
Fletch. Any other puns?
Fletch fans will get that one. Go on.
We're back to my colonoscopy from hour number one. Those of you who are here with hour number three. Too much TMI, right? Everyone's like, beer, can you change the channel back to the rock station or the country station? Nope, Fred's talking about his colonoscopy again. We're going to keep it here, dear. All right, we're back to talking about the law. A federal judge has blocked the bid of Penguin Random House and purchasing Simon & Schuster. This is a $2.175 billion deal. Man,
why would he block it? What business
the
is
reason,
that?
The reason, it's antitrust stuff. It starts with Standard Oil way back when, right? When those two publishers, if they got together, the power they're going to have on the shares and what they can or can't do in the publishing business is the government believes that it's going to not be fair and put under a lot of the smaller competitive businesses. And it's good when there's competition out there is what the government's argument is when these guys are fighting each other for, getting people's books.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty hard for the government to maintain the credibility of going after like a Facebook saying, nobody else can compete with you because you're so big, and then sit back and let a merger like this go through, which their argument is effectively would prevent any other publishing house from being able to effectively compete in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. So
When we come back, we're going to finish that up, and then we're going to talk about a Dallas jury awarding $21 million for what?
Wow.
And then we're going to talk about, I'm trying to tease this properly, Malcolm X killing. We're gonna receive that. Wow. We're gonna talk about that.
Is that $21 million like a lottery thing where you get monthly payments, or do you get the whole thing?
You get the whole thing usually.
Nice.
All right, we'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk with Fred Penny and Todd Kunin. Stay tuned as the program will continue after this.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
I've got to get my car. Compliment your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. text the word money to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text money to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word demo, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
This is the best show ever. I mean at this time. Can we stop now?
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
We are back to the show. Todd, you were finishing up your Manhattan doctrine. I was talking about the Random House thing and what was going on with Random House. We finished
the doctor. I'm doing the Random House thing.
What I was finishing up was the issue here of these two, the judge blocking the Random House and Simon Schuster merger is kind of at a timing that's not good for them because they're, like I said, the Prince Harry memoirs are coming out. So the question is, are they going to put that off? Because they're appealing the judge's argument that it will be too, they're too big. This makes it too big, and then we'll thwart competition. And they're appealing it. So the question, big question is that going to stop the Prince Harry book from coming out, which everyone is waiting for, apparently, except us, as we said. Many people have said, though, listen to this. Many individuals have said this is a good thing, that it's all about money. This is just arguments of many people saying they should not be consolidated or purchase one another. At the time, the author of The Shining, Carrie, and other blockbusters said the following to the court. He said, it will be like, quote, a husband and wife bidding against each other for the same house. I love that quote from him. But
was that from Stephen King?
Yeah, apparently yeah. Stephen King. It says the at the time the author of The Shining, right?
Yeah, he wrote The Shining and Carrie. Yeah. And
but anyway, 75-year-old horror icon tweeted Monday he's delighted by the ruling, adding, "The proposed merger was never about readers and writers. It's about preserving and growing their market share." In other words, money. So, anyway, that's the Biden and the Justice Department are happy about that.
I'm surprised he didn't say, this merger is scarier than anything I could have ever written. That would have been interesting. But
well, there we go. So, yeah. Anyway, then we've got... what's going on with Malcolm X? Remember that Malcolm X?
Malcolm X.
Tell him who he is, sure. And what happened.
So in the mid-60s, Malcolm X rose to prominence as a very vocal advocate for black rights and was pretty much the face of the Nation of Islam. And then, and advocating that these rights need to be secured by any means possible, then he went on a trip to Mecca.
He's a little extreme, though. I mean, he was a little bit...
Well, yeah. His rhetoric and stuff did seem extreme, right. But then he goes on this pilgrimage to Mecca that is very common in the Muslim faith. And after that, his tune changed. And he started to really start to promote racial unity, and that raised the ire of the Nation of Islam. And the long and short of it is, prior to giving a speech in February of 1965, at the age of 39, he was shot. And killed. And three men were arrested in connection with that. One admitted that he was the shooter. Said, and the two others, there was no evidence that they were even connected, but they had alibis that they were at home at the time that the shooting occurred. But those two individuals were convicted nonetheless and sentenced. They both served 22 years in prison before they were paroled. And just recently, in the state of New York, evidence came out of police coercion, intimidation of witnesses, suppression of exculpatory evidence, and the like, proving that these guys didn't have anything to do with it. And the state of New York and the city of New York both reached a combined settlement, one with one of the individuals, the other with the estate, as that individual died previously. Now, they were paroled in the 80s, but still they had to live with the stigma of being accused and convicted of this murder that they did not do.
And they still gave up many years of their lives in prison.
That is correct. That is correct. Neither of them died in prison, but they did give up many of their lives. And the combined settlement is that the city of New York agreed to pay $26 million. The state is paying another $10 million. A combined $36 million to be split equally after their attorney takes his cut, obviously.
Oh, that's the best part. They need to get their cut.
Yes, but the balance will be split evenly, with half going to the surviving defendant, which is, I believe, Muhammad Aziz, and Khalil Islam, is his estate will get the amount that was
set aside. I think this goes into my file, Fred, where they screw up and we pay.
But the thing is the family's like, I guess we hit the lottery. It happens.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah.
You know what? Let me tell you something scary. And wait till we do quick takes. You're going to love my quick take. And it has to do with this Dallas jury award of $21 million to a patient. Now, that sounds like a lot. And let me go through this very quickly. As a personal injury lawyer, that's not a lot. $21 million is not a lot? Fred, you are crazy. That's why you personal injury lawyers are ruining our society. But listen, after I go through my quick analysis, why $21 million is not enough. This is an individual, Carlos David Castro Rojas, breaks his shin. He goes in to the hospital, and it's Baylor University Hospital, very well-known, good hospital. And he goes in to fix the shin, and the anesthesiologist is a CRNA, which is basically a nurse anesthesiologist.
Registered nurse assistant.
Yeah, right. Nurse's assistant. And what happens is the main anesthesiologist has four or five, I don't know, there's five, four, three, I believe there's four in this one, different surgeries going on, and he's walking down, checking each of them, and making sure the nurse anesthetists are doing their job. and they didn't tell the lawsuit alleges that they didn't tell Carlos David Castro or his family that if he had an option to have an anesthesiologist there, not the nurse. And what happens is, it's all about oxygen, right? When I went into my my procedure this week, they put oxygen on you because you want oxygen to go to your brain while if something happens. So, but by the way, if you're ever going in and going, and they're, okay, ready to go in? No, where's the oxygen in my nose? You know, I always ask them that. So, anyway, something happens and he becomes basically a vegetable. He's age 32. And he can't function. He's like a small child. His mental state is a young child for the rest of his life. He's unable to walk or talk. He's incontinent with his bowels, bladder. He's confused, impaired. He gets agitated, and he's only 32 when this happened. He's now 37. They settled out with Baylor an undisclosed amount, but the $21 million verdict. Think what it's going to cost to take care of this guy the rest of his life.
Yeah.
The amount of money. They're saying at least $8 million, at least, is going to go just for his care, and I think it's going to be more than that. But a $21 million verdict for Texas, which, by the way, is a good result in Texas. Texas do not seem to have as high a results as, like, California does, obviously. But the reason I'm telling you, that's not enough. Think about all that he has to go through.
And the people they have to hire, Fred, to come in all the time, 24 hours a day.
So anyway, congratulations, but yet, they need another $20 million. I think it's $40 million they should have given. But that's okay. That's what we're doing. Anyway, that's our show for today, other than the most important part.
Now it's time for Quick Takes. And with quick take on today's show, here is Fred Penny.
Let me tell you, I just went over that case in Texas. When you're going into surgery or a procedure, bring up the obvious to your doctor like I did at my procedure on Friday. Doc, you're not going to puncture my intestine, right? The doctor looked at me. No, I'm actually coming in there to damage you. That's what I want to do. So, but I always bring up the obvious. Doc, don't puncture my intestine.
Mr. Kunin, what is your quick take, my friend?
You know, if you get pulled over by an officer, there's a lot of things that you may think about saying, but being polite and respectful regardless is probably the best course of action.
That's a good one, Cal. That's a good one, Cal.
Always pass the attitude test. Always.
I've talked to many judges and jurors, et cetera. That's what's important. Next week, 9 to noon Pacific time, every Saturday. Thanks for joining us. I'm Frederick Penny with Todd Kunin and our producer, Cal Hunter.
Have a great rest of your weekend.
RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.